Welcome back to Two Girls in the World. I'm Vic.
And I'm Charlie.
I don't know why I did that.
Oh my
that.
God.
I don't know why I did that.
I don't know
that.
What just happened. Jeez.
What are you asking?
Someone's just
that?
Come off a period.
I have. What did I just do then? Was that American?
It
can
was
we go
kind
again?
Of. No, like, no,
can we go again?
No, that's what's going on.
Oh,
there. No.
Fine, whatever, don't care.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like shedding. I always ask you that. Like, are you okay? Come on.
But it always feels really insincere because I've literally been here for about 2 hours.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, no, I think I have. Just short. But my womb is shedding, and day one, we don't need to do another episode on periods, but...
No, we don't.
You know, you can just feel it.
Yeah.
Well, you don't. Well, no. Like, that was what you were saying, wasn't it? Like, you don't really get period pains.
Not really.
I do. And do you know what I learned? When I get period pains, it makes me feel a bit sick.
Oh, yeah. I have had... Yeah. I have had them.
Have I ever told you about the science behind that?
No.
No. So, no. Do you know when I was having those ear operations?
Yeah.
First time I had my first ear done, I came around and I was throwing up profusely.
Yeah.
And so, the second time I went, I said to them, I think you need to give me an anti-sickness before I come around. Like, I don't know if you gave me something too quickly. And he said, no. What happens is your brain, the pain receptor in your brain is right next to the sickness receptor in your brain. And... so sometimes the two can get a bit like cross-wired, and that's why when you're in pain, you often feel sick.
Ah, I was throwing up in labour.
Was you?
Yeah. Doesn't happen to everyone, but yeah. Yeah. I had quite a hard, long labour, I suppose, though, didn't I? But
yeah,
I was being sick.
We need to do an episode on your birth story.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
I love a birth story.
I could sit and listen for hours.
I could. Why? I love them. I love hearing about it. Yeah, we'll do my birth story.
Yeah.
This is actually our last episode before we have a little break.
I know. So
we'll do that when we come back.
Yeah, that's a reason to tune in to hear Charlie's birth story. But yeah, womb shedding. I've been a bitch to Mike. I've been a real bitch.
Oh.
And he told me I was a bitch. And I don't blame him. So
yeah.
That's me and my life. What about you?
What about me? I had a nice little get together at the weekend with some friends and all our babies and the husbands and the boyfriends and all that. That was nice.
Yeah.
Have I been being a bitch? I don't think I've been being a bitch.
Have you not? Have you been nice?
Yeah, I think I'm being pretty, you know, level. Nice. Yeah. No. Yeah. I feel like I'm getting sorted. Or I feel slightly stressed, but it's because I've got Thailand.
Yeah.
I'm going to Thailand a week today.
A week today.
And holidays just hit different now because it's not just all excitement and packing your stuff. I'm like, I've got a big list for Richie and I'm basically just sorting him out.
Mm.
And then, you know, like every mum will know, you come last.
You just throwing your own things in at the end.
Yeah. There's no outfit planning. There's none of that fun stuff. Like, I'll have a great time, although, I am one of the holidays are different now as well.
Yeah.
I feel like you're in either one camp or the other. Like, some people are like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not taking my kid on a plane. Like, people can't believe we're taking him to Thailand.
Really?
Yeah, just like a long plane journey or whatever.
He's a well-travelled kid, though. He's been away about seven times.
I'm adamant, like, that is such a big part of my life. I don't want to stop that just because I have... a baby, so I'm really trying to like keep up with holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
But they do look different. Love them all the same, but they are different. You are still just parenting like a little wild boy, but in the sun, and it's sweatier. So yeah,
you do it there though. Do you have a little cocktail?
What
time?
Yeah.
What time do you officially let yourself have a cocktail?
Oh, anytime. Sometimes I have a drink with breakfast.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Sometimes. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean, you've got me thinking now. But probably not with... No. Afternoon, I love... Well, we've already spoke about this. I love a day sesh.
Yeah.
Day drinking is the one for me.
Yeah, especially on holiday.
Especially on holiday.
especially on holiday. What's she drinking, Chai? What's that from?
What's she drinking, Chai?
Is that in the Negroni?
Yes.
Spagliato.
Yeah.
What is my drink? Do you know what? If it's early in the day, a fizz, like as in champagne or Prosecco.
Right.
I don't know
with
why that's
juice
just...
or no?
No, 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 no. No, I'm not into that at all.
I'm
so is it a Bucks fizz?
It.
Is it a Bucks fizz? No. No, just the actual fizz.
Yeah.
But I love a margarita, you know. If we're talking cocktails, that would be my cocktail of choice.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's got like no, it's just like pure alcohol pretty much.
Yes, I do know.
Yeah.
Do you
that's
not
why
remember?
I'm like, yes.
The fear I had for about 3 weeks after your hen party.
And
that was a bad time.
I think I made it worse because I was telling you that was quite tame and you were about to come to Bali and you were like, oh no. Oh no.
Mate, if you did that now in your life right now, you wouldn't have been able to deal with it.
What do you mean?
The amount of, we had so many.
that wasn't low. That's why.
No, Charlie, no, I'm not... had about nine.
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
Nine's back, but in between we're having shots.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's like 18 drinks. Yeah. You could not do that now. You had two Proseccos over a week and you're like, I'm bit pissed. I'm too fucking Proseccos, so don't give me that.
I'm bit pissed. No, I can fit after having Richie or like I would be steaming after three margaritas, I'd be pissed now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know, I felt, what, we had like one glass of wine. And like one and a half. Two small glasses.
Yeah.
And I felt a bit like...
buzzy.
Bit wavy. Yeah. I had one glass of wine on Sunday. And I was sat there and it
what
was in
what did you do Sunday?
So I went out with, it was Mike's mum and dad. No, not Mike's mum.
Sorry,
dad.
I did
Mike's
just fully mum. Cut you off there, but I just didn't know what you were referring to when you said Sunday.
Well, I went out with Mike's mum, my mum and dad and Mike to this place called Define Food and Wine in up near where she lives. It's dead nice. And so I was having nice wine. They have really nice wine there. But I just had one glass of white. And do you know when you sat there and you're trying to have a normal conversation, but I could just feel my head
going on
a bit...
in behind your eyes.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. And I'm like, is anyone else feeling? You know, you get a bit paranoid. I don't know why.
And then
though.
You go to the toilet and you like have a little bit of a, I don't know.
Yeah.
A little bit of a thought and a little bit of a stumble. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. White wine drunk is my favourite type of drunk. Isn't but it? I feel like it's my drunk for when I'm just with Mike or when I'm with my friends. It's not, I don't want to be like that when I'm with Pet. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to say something a bit. Like outrageous.
Like, has anyone masturbated today?
Yeah. Like, no, I told you, I kept farting at the table. Oh. One more wine, I would have been like, can you smell that fart? Ooh. I'm away for that. And Mike's mum would never think the same of me again.
Get away from this. Wait. Oh my God, please can you tell, because it really is one of my favourite stories.
What?
Can you tell the story when you sharted? Please, come
Which
on.
Which one though, because I've sharted so many times.
The one, I just love it, the one when you were in school and you were at the party.
Yeah, so I was about 15 or 16, I was at my friend's house party. And I don't know why, my drink of choice, what's your drink of choice? It was a vodka orange. And I'd heard before, it can be a recipe for disaster, a vodka orange.
Yeah.
But I was always growing up through school, like, I was always a bit of a lad. And I'd never hold back from farting and burping. Like, I remember one time I was in science and my science teacher, I'd farted out loud. Like, I couldn't keep it in.
I've got a story of that.
Yeah. And my science teacher was like, I just don't know what to think about you. And I was like, what do you mean? I just needed to do a fart. And she was like, I just don't get it. Anyway, so I'm at this party. I'm on the vodka oranges. And I think I'm about to fart. And I'm in the living room. And I go, everyone. And then do you know when
did
you
do have
that?
Your two girls in the world, Mike?
I wish I did.
Everybody.
No, I was a gobshite then. I was so loud. So I was like, everyone. And do you know when you do that thing where you like honk your arm? And I just went, right? I was like, Olivia? She was like, yeah. And I was like, we need to go upstairs. I'd full on followed through, but it felt like the world had slowed down and everyone in the room is still quiet. And I have just sharted.
And it's for me. I just love it every time. But it's the fact that you command everyone's attention for this thing that you think is going to be a really funny fart, yeah, and we're laugh. All going to have a laugh. Everyone, look at me.
Shut. I just love it so much because it's just so simple but so great.
I know. Oh, bad times. What was your fart story?
Oh, it was just, it's because you said, I've got millions, but it's just the one you said in science. So. Yeah. Oh my God, with my friend Lucy. Oh, she talks about this. If I see her, she will still go, do you remember when you farted in physics? We're literally like, we're 35 nearly. Do you know what I mean? And she's still, basically, I just said to her, I was like, I really need a fart. And we had all like wooden benches. They're quite echoey rooms, the science rooms.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
they were at my
school.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I need a big fart. And this was our first physics lesson. First. So it's like year 7. And it's like, you know, it was just our first ever physics lesson, so never met the teacher before or whatever. And just was like, I need a big fart. And she was like, why don't you do it? And I was like, it'll be loud though. Like, you know, I was a bit unsure myself, like, you know. But then she was like, I dare you. And I am not one to, but I was like, well, don't fucking dare me, because I'm going to do it, aren't I? I had a lot to prove.
First day, yeah.
And so I just did it, and I'm not, it was, so it was at the start of the lesson, we were all just like, you know, sitting down,
yeah,
and it was quiet, like she hadn't even introduced herself yet or anything, and I just did it, and it was like, like, but like really, like really, like, you know, when it's abrupt, it's aggressive, it's loud, it's aggressive, it lasted a while, it was like a full on comedy fart. Like full on whoopee cushion type fart, and I did it. Obviously, everyone turned round to look at me. It was very obvious where it came from, and the teacher was just like, "Well, let's start, shall we?" And just fully like ignored. She didn't even say anything. Yeah, because I think she was like, "What the fuck do I do with that? What a weird child." Like,
I've not
met her yet. She's just, it's my first physics lesson. She's just full on like. She was just like, what the fuck? But yeah, it just reminded me because it was science, it was physics, and yeah, that was it. What? And she was just like, I think she was like, what do I do with that? I wonder if, do you know what? I wonder if we've got any listeners that are teachers. Because children are funny and they're weird.
Yeah.
I say children, like, what was I, 13 or whatever. Yeah. It's a bit not quite. Not quite a child.
Oh, you
not
were, you
yet
a child.
Woman.
What do we
I didn't have tits,
though.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I had a you massive had, set of tits.
You had tits, I didn't.
Bigger than what I've got now.
Yeah. It's weird that, innit?
I know. Where
do you ever just think, like, kids with tits is a bit...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was this tall, so I wasn't like...
You really were
tiny
a woman.
With massive tits. I was a woman. I'd been a woman for a while. I started my period like when I was nine or 10.
I know, that's mad. I was late with my periods.
Was she?
Yeah. And it was like a good thing to be late. Like, you know, I was like, it would be like... Everyone, have you started yet? No. Have you? Oh, yeah, right. I've not started yet. Yeah, it was all like, oh, you've started.
Because in my school, it was like, if you've come on, you're like, cool. So people would lie.
Oh, yeah. We were the opposite.
Oh.
Who wants to start?
You're from an older generation, though.
Only by what, 4 or 5 years.
That's a lot. That's a whole school. That's like a whole school, high school.
You're right.
But anyway, what did you want to ask the teachers?
Oh, just funny stories. Don't you think kids do the funniest things?
Oh, I love it, mate.
They've
I
got to have some like amazing story. I know my teachers will still refer to me to this day.
Do you?
For a fact. Some of the things I did. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I think I was quite a memorable student, but I was very respectful.
Yeah, I lacked a little bit of respect.
Yeah.
I spiked the teacher's coffee
just
once.
A little bit. I think one day we might get on to Charlie's poo stories. She's got quite a few.
Yeah, let's make...
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that. That needs to be a whole episode in itself. And I think they might need to get to know us a little bit more so we don't lose our whole listener base.
So we don't lose our whole audience before we've built it. Oh, God.
So for today's episode, we don't have a topic as such, but one of the listeners suggested doing a bit of a discussion on things that we're scared of or that we fear, but on paper they're really not that scary. So a bit of an irrational fear. So we put a question box on Instagram to ask people some of their things. So we thought we'll read some of them out, we'll discuss them, we'll share some of ours. Take it away, Charlie.
Right, let me read one. Someone put sending a screenshot to the wrong person. Oh, you know, when you screenshot something and you send it to that person.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucked it. There's no way out of that one. That's why that's a fear. That's not irrational.
Yeah, no, that's real.
That's real.
You know, this happens to me quite a lot on Instagram.
Oh, does it?
Not always like screenshots, but people... They obviously mean to send like my video or my story to the mate to slag me off.
Oh, but and they send don't. It to you.
They send it to me and then slag they go, me off
oh,
to me.
Oh, by the way, they still slag you off.
Yeah, yeah. Because they don't realise. Oh. Like, they've sent the video and then must have written in the text, like the text as they're sending the video.
Oh, this is great though. What do you say?
And they'll slag me off to me. Oh, I just go, oh, is that meant for me, darling?
I think you lost.
I think you got the wrong person, love.
Do you want to know how to get back to Cuntsville?
But yeah, do you know what this reminds me of, actually?
What?
Do you remember at my birthday, and I did the pass the parcel, and then I put a dare in each one?
Yes.
And yours was having to text Ali.
It was the first person in my...
Oh, yeah, in your contact.
The dare was... whoever got this one, to message the first person in your contacts and tell them that I just shat myself.
Yeah. On the train.
Oh, that was it. It was nothing else, just, I've just shat myself on the train.
Yeah.
But the funniest thing was, the first person in my contact was a guy that we both know. She's like, he's my friend's husband. And he goes to our gym. And like, it wouldn't be too crazy for me to text him.
No.
But that's why, if it's not someone you've like ever really spoke to, that it's a dare or something weird.
Yeah.
But I think he thought that I was really confiding
in
him.
No, but I'm getting it up. After like 5 minutes, you then had to text him just putting, sorry, wrong person, kiss. And do you not remember
but
he'd already replied.
He'd already replied. I'm getting it up. I'm fine. I bet
dead
I have it.
Sorry for you.
I've got it. It was actually, oh my God, I've just sharted on the train. So fucking embarrassed. Then, sorry, wrong number. He goes, happens to the best of us. Don't worry about it. You will be shitting while giving birth, so no biggie.
Oh,
he felt sorry for me. I was heavily pregnant. And he was like, oh, Charlie's shat herself. Charlie shouted on the train. Oh, I'll just say no worries. And then I was just like, oh my God.
But then part of the dare was that you weren't allowed to message back and be like, that was a dare. Like,
that's where it ends. That was it.
I remember seeing him in the gym on the Monday and he was like, I just sat there with Ashley saying, I feel really sorry for her. Oh, I love that so much.
God, yeah. What even were we on now? I've completely forgot what we were talking
sending
about.
Sending a screenshot to the wrong person. Yeah. So have you done that?
I actually can't think of a time where I have, no. Mm. No.
I don't think I have either,
to be
honest.
I can imagine it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's ever really happened, but I can fully... I get the fear.
Yeah.
I get the fear of doing it.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Should I share one of my biggest ones?
Yeah.
Phone calling anyone. ringing anyone.
You are fucked in the head.
I am. Even email, it's asking anyone for anything, even asking the dentist for an appointment. It's honestly like, I think they're going to be like, no, we've not got an appointment, you silly cow. Of course we've not got an appointment
for
you.
Do you not get how weird that is?
I know.
Do you know? Because do you know how weird that is?
I think you ring the dentist. To this solidarity.
You ring the dentist because you need an appointment to check your teeth. That is the sole purpose of you ringing, and you think they're going to answer your call and go, no! Like, how can you? I feel like we need a real deep dive into this.
I know what the problem is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
Can you not tell what the problem is? Like, I literally always... So, Charlie used to do some, like, admin stuff for me.
Basically,
and I would literally
do the phone calls.
Yeah, I would make you ring every... Even I'll if ring he was anyone, doing a retreat or anything like that, I'd be like, you ring. Or I'd like, answer the phone and just throw it to Charlie. I do it to everyone. I do it to Mike. Anyone who I'm with, I will not speak on the phone. And
to the point where sometimes I ring Vic because I am a caller. And she literally goes, hello? And I'm like, don't worry, don't worry. She's like, why are you ringing me? I'm like, because we've got a lot to talk about. Yeah. Like, she's like, not over text. I'm like, no, we're talking. We're having a conversation.
Yeah, do you know what it is? It's not necessarily phone calls. It's ringing people to ask for something. And I think it's this, like, bad fear of rejection. And I've definitely got better at it, I think. Mm. I'm getting better at asking for things. And... because it wouldn't even just be phone calls. It'd be like if I was at a restaurant and maybe I wanted something a little bit different on the menu. But then I wouldn't fear, if somebody brought food to me and it was shit, it was cold or something, I would not fear speaking my mind. It's just asking people for stuff. Mm. It's like if they say no, they're not just saying no, they're saying, you silly cow.
Yeah, I can't get it. It would be a very, very low point, though, if you rang the dentist and they said, no appointment for you, you silly cow. Rot.
Your teeth can rot with you in hell. Oh, no. I know there's more people like me out there, so please.
No, there will
please
be.
Please send me a message into the DMs and make me feel like I'm not alone.
Yeah, no, there will be loads of people. Phone calls is a big one. Come on, I can't even rip you for that. But the asking people when it's actually something like a service, that's weird.
Oh, God, no, it kills me. It really kills me.
Packing your shopping at an Aldi checkout. Fuck me, I'm in a race. I go in that with, like, my armour on, and I'm like, I get my bag on the floor before they even scan the first item, and they throw it to me, and I'm literally taking it out of their hand. Yeah, I'm ready for war.
You're like, I will be your fastest customer today.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to be the knobhead who should have took the stuff over to that little sad,
ledge
to pack my bags because I'm slow as shit. No, I'm going to do it. Ride at dawn.
You know, they have like a time or something. They have to put so many things through at one time and they get timed.
Oh, really?
I'm sure that's true.
So if you work at Aldi, tell us, because it is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, really weird.
There will be reasons behind it, but I just don't know them.
Yeah, it definitely gives you a lot of anxiety, I find.
It doesn't actually give me anxiety, though. I'm just like, oh, does it?
Yeah, but I always get anxiety. You don't.
No. I don't know. I don't know how to say this, really, because it's like you don't know what you don't know, but... I don't actually think I know what anxiety feels like. Is that weird to say? I feel like I'm stumbling over my words because I don't even know what to say. I don't know if I ever get it. Like, I sometimes feel a little bit worried or a little bit overwhelmed. But I don't actually think I experience anxiety.
Yeah, well, I feel like the feeling of overwhelm is quite similar to the feeling of anxiety.
Okay, well, I do get that.
Yeah.
I do get that.
Yeah. I think the feeling of anxiety, like when you have anxiety, a lot of the time it's really irrational and it will just be there. and it can feel like there's a weight on your chest.
Yeah, so I don't think I experience it.
Really?
When I hear people describe it,
yeah,
it does sound quite awful.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, I know, I don't think I've ever had it.
This is where I confuse myself, because I make choices for myself and my life that have me on the edge. But I feel like I thrive by being on the edge.
You do.
And so I thrive with a bit of anxiety, and that's a bit toxic.
Is it just
that's
like
a bit
little...
of a problem.
But I bet it's like the perfect amount. You just need the perfect amount to function.
Yeah. But I mean, I drove home like 5 miles the other day on zero miles petrol.
No, never.
But it's like it's like there's a bit of a thrill. I don't know. I can't explain.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
not sat there like, woo! It's just a thing. Whereas, like, if I was organised, that makes me feel a bit on edge.
No.
But that's where we were always so great, because you were the organised person.
Yeah, no. I think that driving thing on no miles is awful and irresponsible.
Yeah, it's not very good for your car, but whatever.
No,
I got
good
to
for
the
you.
I got to the petrol station.
This is what I mean. You live to tell the tale, so maybe I should live a little.
I think you should.
Like, when I get to, like, when it says I need to fill up and it has, like, what, like 40 miles left, I'm like, fuck me, I need to fill up.
40 miles? Like, I'm like, oh, that's still another 7 journeys, yeah.
That's, like, what Rick's like. And he's like, I'm like, I need to go fill up. He's like, you don't. And I'm like, yes, I do. It's telling me I do. He's like, it's bullshit. Look how much you've got left. And I'm like, no. I was like, I'm literally like swerving to get to the petrol station. So I cannot even comprehend you driving on zero.
Get this one. I feel like this is a fear for everyone. A round of introductions.
I don't mind that.
Do you not?
I mean, I wouldn't be fucking doing cartwheels and excited to do
no.
it.
No.
But I feel like if everyone else in the room is doing it too, like, who gives a fuck? We just all...
Everyone but you gives a fuck. Social anxiety is scared of you, Charlie. It really is.
I don't even
listen.
Go like, hi, I'm Charlie. Like, I'm a photographer. Have
do you know
for this. Is that not what you do?
How sweaty my palms are. Just even thinking. But I can get up on stage in front of like hundreds of people and talk.
Yeah,
but
I
in a situation
could do
that.
Like that. Well, no, I could, but.
But yeah, but that's where it's so irrational, because in a situation like that where you've got to do introductions, oh my God. But oh, it really reminds me of this time when I was younger. It's not even funny unless you were there, but there was this girl and I just. Whenever there's an introduction thing, she just comes to my mind. We were going round and we had to say what our name was and what we liked. And she was like,
I'm Phoebe and I like rugby.
Oh, Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Just makes me laugh.
Okay, so what about someone has put not telling the hairdresser to wipe the dye off my head? But I get that.
Knowing it's going to be on your head for like the next week.
Yeah, for days. And you just sat there in the mirror looking at yourself with a fucking thick rim. But why do they sometimes not... Why would they not just wipe it off? Is it because they're busy?
I don't know if they notice.
How can they not notice? My friend's my hairdresser, so I just tell her.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, can you wipe that off, mate? Come on. And she's like, yeah, won't be a second. And she'll get someone else to do it.
Yeah.
So I think, are they just busy? And it's like, they think, oh, we'll get it at the back wash, maybe.
Yeah, it'll wash off.
But then they don't, then, you know, it's like Chinese whispers. They don't say, oh, by the way, wash this person's dye off. And the person at the back wash is just, you know, giving you a nice massage and not scrubbing your forehead.
Have you ever had your hair done and not liked it and, like, told them?
I was just going to say, that's the next level to it, isn't it? When you've finished and you're looking and they're like, all done. And you're like, lovely. Yay.
So nice.
No, do you know what? I get fuck all done, don't I? So yeah. I don't think I've ever actually been in that position. There's been times where, not really. Not to the extreme. Like, you change your hair, like, constantly. Although you're always happy with it. Mm-hmm. But there's got to be some horror stories.
Oh, I mean, there's definitely been times where, and I will say to my hairdresser.
Will you?
Yeah. But because I know her quite well, so if it's
what would you
a
say?
Bit darker than I expect, I'll be like, oh, it's a bit dark. But a lot of the time it's a case of there's nothing that can be done. It's
and
done
also,
now.
Like, to back hairdressers a little bit. Do you not think some people have some really wild expectations for their hair?
Yeah.
Like, they go in and they show a photo of, like, fucking Kimmy K or something, and they've got, like,
they're
short, wispy hair.
A facelift at the same time.
Yeah, and it's just like, I know your hair can, you know, give you a new lease of life or change you a little bit, like, but come on. Someone wrote in with one that fully reminds me of me.
What?
It's, you know, when you're getting a massage and they ask you, like, is this good or this pressure? And you're just like, yeah.
Perfect.
Lovely.
I'm really relaxed.
But no, do you know what it is for me, though?
What?
I just think, I don't just like a massage to relax. I do get a sore back. So I just think, no, do you know what? If they're doing that, it might not just be their way of massaging. They might think, oh, she needs this. So I just think, do you know what? I'm going to go with it. Like, yeah, carry on. Crack on doing what you're doing. Literally, crack on. Like, you got a backbreaker. She's literally stood on you. And you're like, oh, yes, I'm having a good time. Like, oh, and I know, so I go to Thailand, don't I?
Oh.
I've said to my mum, to Rick, to my dad, do not let me. I think I won at least 4 massages.
Oh, you've got
I'm there for 2 weeks, yeah. But, like, realistically, I do not want less than 4.
Right.
I love them. And it's just the place to get them. But saying that, actually, no, I prefer them in Bali. Because Thailand, they are a little bit, like, they swing you about a bit, don't they? Like, at the end. Have you had it where they sit you up and they pull your arms back and they swing your tits are out. You sat there with your nungas just flopping that and they start swinging you around. Anyway, but it does really crack,
doesn't it?
Yeah,
and it's just
it?
Like...
Yeah.
Like one way and then the same the other way.
Like, just relax. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Fucking nipples all over the show.
You come out feeling like you've been battered.
Yeah.
That's so
absolutely
funny.
Battered. But there's something I like in it. I do like, you know, getting a bit... No. I just think, yeah, I'm just like, no, just let them, you know, it's for my own good.
Yeah.
That's how I think about it.
Yeah. I just would let them do it because I wouldn't want to say otherwise. I feel a bit like I want him to think I'm tough take it.
No, because I feel like it's really, it's your preference.
Yeah.
You might want it really soft and slow.
But, no, I hate them when they're like a tickle.
Yeah.
No, I don't want someone to tickle my back.
I need it to be like good for me in terms of actually like getting my knots out and stuff like that. I don't just want like the relaxation aspect of it. I want to feel younger. I want to come out and be able to not move like an 8-year-old because sometimes I'm bad, aren't I, with my back.
You know, that's not always the healthiest thing. If you're literally...
Break me!
Like, if it's hurting...
It's not good.
That's not good. You're tensing up even more.
So it's not a no pain, no gain situation?
It's absolutely not.
Oh.
No.
Well, I'll make sure to tell that to my masseuse that's not going to understand the word of what I'm saying. There's no point.
When I was in Mykonos... for Sam's hen, we all got massages this one day and it was like such a gorgeous setting and stuff, but I was given this woman and she was a proper, like, she was a big built woman and it hurt and I had bruises like all on my legs and everything. I'm in Mykonos, I want to look stunning, but I look like I've just come out of like 10 rounds in a ring.
Well, you've just reminded me of a story I've got because you said Mykonos. So listen, right, I was in Santorini, I was doing a wedding, I was on the beach, like the wedding had been and gone, like I think it was the day before I went home actually, I was like, I am getting one of those massages. You know when they come round and they just like, they've literally got a piece of cardboard going, massage. And I'm like, yes, you here now. Get on me. Anyway, so this guy, so I'm laying there on my sunbed and they like, undo your bikini, don't they, at the back?
Oh my God, I know.
And he's like, and he's doing me, and it's on, you know, it's up near my shoulder blades, and like it's coming further down. And then, don't you always feel like they're fully dudding you? Like pulling your pants down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't they feel
like that? I don't feel like they always are. I'm talking even like if you're at a spa, you feel like they're pulling your knickers all the way down. But anyway, I'm on the beach in front of everyone, and he's there, and he like pulls my bikini bottoms down a bit. And I'm like, this feels a bit low. And then he pulls my bikini bottoms down fully. So my bum's out. My friend is like a few sun lounges down, and I see her like looking over, and I'm just there, like, you know, like my head on the side, like thinking, help, help,
and anyway, me, help me. Does that remind you of the domino story?
I'm always like, help, somebody help me. And then, anyway, and then he... He puts his thumb up my arsehole. And I go, whoa, no thank you. I went, no, that. I just go, no thank you. And he's like, no, please let me. And I go, I don't want you to do that.
I'm not into that.
I don't want you to do it. He said, he went, no, it really, really helps. You're very tight, and it's going to help your cervix. And I'm just there, and I'm just laying my front, and I'm like, and I just go, no, please. I go, please stop. Anyway, takes his thumb out from my hole and just carries on a bit. I'm like, oh, this is so weird. Anyway, he finishes, I pay him. I go over to my friend, and I go, and she'd be kind of watching, thinking, what the fuck's going on over there? And I go over, and I'm like, he massaged my cervix. My friend went, what? She went, what? I was like, yeah. And I was telling him to stop, and he did it again. And she was like, your cervix? I went, yeah. And he went... And I went, oh, no. And it's because he'd called it. There was a language barrier. He'd called it my cervix, but it was my coccyx.
Yeah, that bone at the bottom of your bum.
So it was that. It wasn't. But she was, like, pissing herself then. She was like, you came over to me telling me some guy at the beach had just massaged your cervix. But, yeah, no, he did. He put his thumb. Like, up my bum. It went up my bum.
Oh, wow.
I know. And he was telling me, no, I needed it. He could feel. I'm like, I don't. Thanks, just, Thanos, but I don't need your thumb. Up my bum. Yeah. Oh, guys, this is our not last, don't panic.
But our don't last, panic.
Don't panic. Nobody panic. Nobody panic. Silence. Nobody panic. It's not the actual last episode, but we're having a tiny little break. I'm going to Thailand. You're going somewhere that is very exciting. I cannot wait. Well, do you know what though? I go to Thailand, then you go when I come back. So we're going to be apart for quite a while. So we can't do any recordings, but we will get back to it.
Yeah, and you'll get all the goth.
Oh, we need to do an episode on where you're going.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there'll be a lot to talk about and to dissect.
I feel like I'm fully qualifying it as an influencer going to this event.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real dream, guys, and it's so exciting.
Yeah, it is. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, me too.
I remember when my
stylist girl has just sent all my outfits through.
Really?
Yeah. I've not opened it yet though, but I'm excited.
That is exciting.
But you'll hear everything here first.
Yes. Okay. So we'll do it. I mean, we probably won't have to do an episode on my Thailand trip because it'll just be me getting twatted daily. But
by you
running round after my kid and getting fucking twatted by my masseuse and getting my cervix serviced on the beach. Yeah. Can't wait. Quality holiday.
Top notch. But yeah, this is the end.
No, don't say that. It's not
the end. No, it's not the end. I mean, we hope it's not the end. If we don't get a producer, I think it's going to be the end. But if we do, and I think we will, we've got some good conversations going on.
it's going to be back and it's going to be better than ever.
Yeah. We just need a little bit of support, that's all. So if you still not give us a little rate and review, mm-hmm. if you could, that would be good.
Yeah,
if
and
you
a follow.
Don't, if you don't care, don't fucking do it.
It's up to you.
It's look. Up to you.
You do what you want in this yeah. life.
Do what the fuck you want to do. But yeah, we're going to love you and leave you.
Yeah.
And see you really soon, hopefully.
I know, don't miss us too much. And if you have any stories that you need to share with us in the next few weeks, drop us a DM.
Yes.
We love to hear it.
We do. We really do.
Sending you loads of love.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.